Hello and welcome back
to another episode of the Three Musketeers with Arnab, Anurag and Pavan.
And today is a very special episode that we are going to discuss with Arnab and Anurag. And this actually regards food and food choices. Actually being born and raised up in a Tambram home, which is usually considered to be vegetarian and all of that. So me personally, I studied in a Catholic school all my life. And I think I first tried meat when I was in first or second standard. And honestly, I never found it, you know, awkward or out of place or any such thing. And I actually quite took a liking to it. And you can say, you know, I started eating meat from a very young age, though we don't make meat at home. We do make egg, but we don't really prepare meat because we've not been raised, or, you know, I'm not very comfortable with cooking meat at home. It's a bit like hypocritical. I do know that. So in this episode, we'll just get to, you know, food choices. And because Anurag actually has taken a liking to chicken, so we just speak to him and understand, you know, how what made him actually try meat, especially after being raised in a vegetarian house. And we'll also speak to Arnav about his adventures or misadventures with eating meat. So let's start with you, Arnav. What are your thoughts on chicken? Or actually, like, have you ever tried it?
I have actually tried chicken maybe once or twice, but otherwise I've just tried it with a pizza once, and I really did not have much of a problem. But I really don't get that feel towards it, that is something I would really want to eat on an everyday basis, or at least on something more often rather than rare. But I feel that it's not something I would enjoy to eat. Maybe a one-off experience, but I don't think I really like to eat it too much.
Fair point, well put. And what about you, Anurag?
I don't know what to say. I like chicken. That's what I know. I like chicken, that's it.
When did you first try it, actually?
So, when my cousins had come home, we decided to go out for lunch. Okay. So that, we couldn't find any place. Because first we went to Little Italy, a pure veg restaurant, but it was closed. So we went round and round to the beach. And we came back and we found a place called Fully Local. There, it is like a North Indian Houston place, and there we could get non-veg, veg and South Indian kind of, a little bit of South Indian food. So, we ordered some food, and my cousin, his name was Harsha, he ordered something called a fish, if you know what that means.
He ordered fish curry.
Fish fry and chickens, some chicken thingy.
Okay.
So that I tried to have some of it because he asked me to. So I tried a little bit and I enjoyed it.
Okay. And and since then you've been having?
Yeah, since then I've been having chicken.
And so since you don't make meat at home, where exactly do you have chicken, fish or whatever it is that you have?
So my father is a doctor too. So he has lots of friends. So sometimes we go out for some parties and all. So almost everybody there eats meat, and you can get meat almost all the time.
So you're saying you go for these hospital get-togethers, which happen to have meat. That doesn't mean everyone eats meat, but yeah, okay, which happen to have meat, and you have meat over there. Is that what you're saying?
That's true. That's true.
Okay. And what has been your favorite meat dish so far?
My?
What has been your favorite meat dish so far?
Today I went out with my parents. There I went to something called KFC. All of you might know what KFC is. And there at the first place, we actually wanted to go to Kevin's, okay? But I felt a bit hungry, so I begged my parents to have some KFC food. So they listened to me and we went there, we went to KFC. There, I was the only one who ordered chicken wings as all of my parents are not comfortable with eating meat. So I ordered something called chicken wings.
What about me, Anurag?
You did not have.
No.
And Arna, what did you have?
I forgot about
that. I just had a Cavendish milkshake.
Okay, and
especially considering it was bone, I was really worried he would eat the bone off too, so I was a little like kind of.
Yeah, actually, you can okay.
Arnav, only if you try it, you'll know if you're gonna eat the bone or not. No, if you first try it, only you can understand that if you are not comfortable, if you are comfortable to eat it.
I have tried it, and
I think Arnav has tried it. In fact, I think last year sometime or this year sometime we had that chicken pizza, and I also do understand that he's probably not very comfortable, but after trying it, so my thing is that like a lot of people have this, you know, I won't say guilt, it's just that, you know, they feel that, you know, like we are not supposed to eat meat or whatever it is. But I personally believe it's a lifestyle choice. Like in a sense, you know, at some point you genuinely feel that, you know, I don't need it or I don't want it. I have an issue with, you know, saying that you are of a particular caste or religion, hence you shouldn't do this. That's always been my discomfort, which I think also leads people to try things which I don't do at home. And that's been my sort of discomfort with this whole thing, because if we were born in a different country or in a different religion or caste or whatever it is, then probably we would all, you know, be having meat. So that's my take on, you know, trying it, and you know, and like I think it should be a personal choice. So
I agree with you. I feel that, you know, whatever caste or religion or whichever part of the world they come from, I think in the end what they want to eat is their personal choice. It's not something that others or their religion should force upon them. I feel it should be something that comes from within the heart. So yeah.
Or from their mind.
Yeah.
I think Arnav, you said heart, and Anurag, you said mind. Yeah, I guess when it comes to food, usually the heart rules over the mind. And so what do you want to try, Anurag? Like in the sense, you know, you've said you've tried fish and chicken. What do you want to try next?
The next thing I want to try is actually lasagna, because I'm not too fond of too much cheese in like together. So like, I wanted. I'll try it in the future.
But I think he didn't understand the question fully. I think he probably thought what he wants to try in the future and not what meat he wants to try in the future. So yeah, so what meat?
Yeah,
he
wants to try in the future?
Oh, I thought food. Okay. I don't know. I don't have one in mind.
Okay. And Arnav, do you how comfortable or uncomfortable are you when someone around you eats meat?
See, I don't find it uncomfortable. Like when people eat like small chicken stuff and all the time, I'm perfectly fine with it. I don't like balk or do anything like that. And I don't like show that I don't want them to eat in front of me or anything. But like today when Anurag was eating at KFC, he was eating the chicken with the bone, so we had to literally peel off the chicken from the bone, and that was according to me a little disgusting for my eating. But I think for some people it wouldn't be, so I kind of showed my disgust a bit, but I otherwise wouldn't have.
Okay. I mean, like, valid point.
Pavan. Yeah. I was continuously telling me not to eat the bone. I know I should not eat the bone. He's the, in disgust, he's telling that, like, he's looking at me and telling, like, don't eat the bone.
Okay,
after 5 seconds, don't eat the bone.
Okay, I understand that, you know, both of you are still kids and you're still, you know, finding your way. And I can actually understand, you know, Arnav's discomfort and, you know, you trying something which you don't have at home. So, yeah, I mean, that happens. So that's fine. I guess, you know, but as long as you are doing it because you want to try it, it's fine. You know, as long as there's no, like, some pressure or something on your food thing, it's fine. And Arnav, is there? I recently saw this documentary on Netflix. It's about, you know, how many athletes have turned to a plant-based diet. Okay, so for centuries, I mean, vegan or plant-based, whatever. Actually, for many years, it was thought that, you know, especially athletes had to have meat because they needed a lot of protein in their diet.
Protein.
Yeah, but now those theories are not actually, you know, real. I mean, like, in the sense, you know, it's been proven that you don't need meat to, you know, be a high-performing athlete. And even a Virat Kohli is a vegan. Okay, and he made the change a couple of years back and all of that. So, what are your thoughts about food in general?
For me, the only thing is, food is something that has to be enjoyed.
Sorry? Has to be?
Food is something that has to be enjoyed.
Right, but sometimes, you know, not all food is, what I would say, delicious. So, yeah. for example, Anurag will have chicken wings or whatever, but like, will he have snake gourd with the same enthusiasm?
No, it's obvious.
Yeah. So
the point is, what I'm trying to say is, the food which you like, which you can easily digest, should be enjoyed and eaten, not necessarily.
Right. And what are your favorite dishes or veggies or whatever it is?
Like, probably most of the South Indian, the idlis, dosas, and then maybe like rotis and paneer, and maybe like Italian stuff.
You're mistaken. Rotis and paneer is actually North Indian, and
I said all cuisines mostly South Indian.
South Indian, no, you should have told North Indian, no.
I don't need to say it separately.
And what about Anurag?
My main dish, which I like, is our Tamil Nadu's best cuisines. I mean, like, what is it called? Thalis.
Oh, and what do you get in? Meals.
He likes meals, it seems.
Okay, I have a small question. I've never seen you eating meals in my life. So, can you just elaborate what you mean by Tamil Nadu meals?
It looks really nice. So I'm just.
Like, it looks nice, but have you had it?
Huh? Yeah, I've had it.
Oh. Don't lie.
Okay, so other
what my favorite food is. My favorite food is pasta arrabbiata.
Okay, and
we wasted half of it because it was too spicy today.
It is spicy. That's why it's called arrabbiata.
Okay, so like you're saying, your favorite food is pasta arrabbiata.
Yeah, that's true. That's damn true.
Okay, and what about what you don't like?
I don't like curd rice. I don't like anything which is related to liquidy stuff.
Oh, so you don't like Coke, you don't like Fanta, nothing you like?
Yeah.
Maza.
Not like beverages, like liquidy food.
That's the same. Oh, you mean like
soup. What is liquidy food?
Soup.
Like a tahir, koyambu, something like that. Tahir koyambu or something like it.
What about sambar?
Sambar, rasam.
Telling. Some of them, not everything.
Okay, I think Anurag is like made a very broad statement without
generalizing it too much.
Yeah. And what about you, Arnav?
Why are you always against me in this?
No, he's not against you. I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to understand what you like and what you don't like. That's all. So when you said that liquidy stuff, it's a very broad statement. So it's okay. I mean, I got the gist of what you like, though I'm not sure what it is you do. I know you don't like curd and curd rice, though I'm not sure about anything else. What about some veggies that you don't like?
Broccoli. I don't know anything.
What about snake guard, bitter guard and all that?
I think almost half the people in the earth want like the snake guard. I mean not snake guard, I mean bitter guard.
Most people don't like any guard, but it's okay. Yeah. But it's also good for your health. So
it's good for your health, we know. But does it taste nice? No.
Which is what I was trying to say, that not everything will taste nice. So you,
but it will do good to you.
By that logic, you can't have chicken wings every day.
Look who's talking. The person who doesn't eat also is telling it, it'll do good for you.
Okay, Arna, what about you? What about some of the dishes that you don't like?
I mean, you don't like what? Like him, curd and curd rice. And then I don't like, what is it, beetroot, and then snake gourd, bitter gourd.
All the gourds.
I like some gourds.
What is the gourd? I don't know. That means you don't like anything.
Okay. And, okay, so, like, as you go forward, I just want you, I mean, this takes time. It took me also, like, many years, and I'm still figuring it out, to develop a healthy relationship with food. It takes a lot of time. I'm not saying that you should do it tomorrow. I do understand, and you know, make choices based on information, you know, and not because someone else is doing it. So that's my only. I won't say advice. This is just my observation. So let's just switch tracks a little. And you had some competition today, Anurag.
Yeah.
You had some competition today.
Yeah.
What was it?
Srimad Bhagavad Gita competition.
Okay, it's very interesting. You recited Srimad Bhagavad Gita and had chicken wings. That's a very interesting combination. But besides that, how did the competition go?
Well,
so what were you supposed to do?
I had to recite 27 shlokas of the first chapter plus one more shloka.
So do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
So did you recite it without any interruption or break? Because I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's a competition, means when you'll know the results?
Some January or something.
January? What, 1 month they did evaluate?
Yeah, or something like this. I'm not sure. Okay. How would I know? I'm not the person who's writing the marks.
No. You're the one who took part, so at least I thought you'll know when they're going to do. Okay. And Arna, what are your thoughts on the first day and night test?
I feel it's like a big milestone and stuff. And that too, I think walking in Eden Gardens was the best thing to do, because it's one of the most, what is that, iconic grounds. Many iconic moments have taken place there. I think it was the right place to host it.
I mean, all that was fine, but I felt that Bangladesh was really a... It's not a side that's up to the mark.
Purely one-sided. Maybe a game against a slightly better team like, I don't know, Australia or New Zealand or in England with the pink ball would have been much more interesting.
I also personally feel that, because I think what Test cricket needs is actually more contests and not just, you know, day-night, pink ball and there's a lot of hype around this game, but I feel the game itself even didn't even barely live up to its, you know, the billing of being the first day and night test. I think, I'm not sure how many people will remember the first day and night test. I mean, it was so boring and one-sided. That's my opinion. And so I think a couple of weeks back, Arnav and Anurag both, their paternal grandfather passed away last year. So they had his first year death anniversary. They had, you know, not celebration exactly, but you know, but it's just sort of remembrance of his life. So Arnav and Anurag, how has life been without Thangam Thatha?
I mean, there were a lot of changes, and it just, there was like that empty space which was left, which wasn't there before, but I think we have kind of got over it now.
And what about you, Anurag?
I agree with Arnav.
No, because I always remember when I used to come to your house years back, and the first person I would see was him. And when he would have both of you on his lap and be sitting on the ground. So that's something which I always remember. And what are your fondest memories of him?
Fondest memories, I mean, it must be actually him coming and watching my Upanayanam probably, and just him just giving me the newspaper and all that every day. I still remember that.
Okay. And you, Anurag?
I still remember him spoiling me by giving the remote every day.
And how was he spoiling you by giving the remote every day?
He wouldn't watch the TV, so I would watch the TV.
So, I want to ask both of you one thing. And this is something which I think you do with both sets of grandparents. And especially since... So, whenever your parents scold you or whatever, do you go to your grandparents for comfort or solace?
That happens sometimes. And then sometimes they just go against everyone.
This guy becomes really angry and short-tempered sometimes.
No, because I always thought that, you know, if your parents scolded you, your grandparents will always support you.
Yeah, kind of.
So, was it the... I would have thought that was the case with Thangam Thatha, because I always felt he was...
Very surely.
Yeah. So surely, like nowadays when he gets scolded, I'm sure you'll miss him.
Yeah.
And Anurag, so what's happening in the last term of school for this year? Actually, when are your holidays?
April something.
Don't you have some holidays for Christmas?
Yeah. I don't know when Christmas is.
You don't know when Christmas is?
I don't even know when Christmas is celebrated.
And I hope you know when Christmas is celebrated.
Yeah. 25th of December.
And when are your holidays for Christmas?
It starts on 21st.
Oh, you have some 9-10 days, is it?
No, we'll start like on 2nd itself, I think. 21st is a Friday, the next Friday is 20th, that'll be too late to give leave, so they gave it early.
Oh, okay. So you have some...
Oh, sorry, 21st is a Saturday, sorry.
And what plans for your...
There's no plans for us, we're going somewhere else or something.
Where are you going?
We're just going on a short trip, really haven't decided yet.
Okay. And so that was actually a very enlightening conversation with Arnav and Anurag on their relationship with food, which is constantly evolving as it is evolving for all of us. Arnav is not too comfortable with meat, or as we call it, non-veg. And Anurag seems to want to explore all cuisines. I wish both of them all the best in their endeavors when it comes to food, and I'll also recommend a few documentaries to watch for you, Arnav and Anurag, so that you know you also understand all sides of the story when it comes to food. And so that ends this week's episode of the Three Musketeers, and I'm personally very, very happy that after, I think, a gap, both Arnav and Anurag actually managed to stay for the full episode, and actually both spoke. For the last two episodes, it's just been like either one of them, or one doesn't show up, or the other halfway just goes off. So I'm really, really happy that Arnav and Anurag both came for this episode. Do you have any last words, Arnav and Anurag?
Yeah, I would just like to ask you, now that you asked us all about our grandparents, do you have anything to share about your grandparents?
Oh, of course, I have a lot to share because I actually had the fortune of growing up with three grandparents at home. So that was my father's mother, which is called a Jayampati, and my mother's parents, who was Ranganathan Tata and Indira Patti. And I think that 2005 was a bit of a low year because we lost Indira Patti and Ranganathan Tata in a span of 6 months. And even for Jayampati, the last 1.5 years, she had, I mean, her kidneys failed. So, her quality of life, sort of became really bad. So, but besides that, I was really pampered by my grandparents. I think that Jayampati set for me a very, very, very high bar when it came to food. And all her meals would be three course. And and she started cooking from the age of 14. And Jayampati also lived in Karachi for some time before independence. So she also happened to pick up a few recipes from there, which she modified because she didn't make meat. So she would make this thing called rasdar, and all of those were authentic dishes. And Indira Patti would make this really amazing rasam called Mysore rasam. And and both of them would really pamper us. And Indira Patti would give me pocket money, and then Jayampati would give me pocket money and all of that. So I think it was to be honest, I never realized their value when they were, I mean, when they were alive. Like in a sense, I just took it for granted that they'll be there. Now that they've been gone for more than 10 years, sometimes I really miss them, especially when I see Vidya's party. And I sometimes wonder, how would it have been? Because unfortunately, none of them were alive for my wedding and all of that. So those were the times where, I felt, okay, yeah, I kind of miss them. But yeah, I think like all grandparents, they really, I mean, we were fortunate because we grew up with them. And I think it's the same case with you. And you also have your maternal grandparents, your mother's parents, who I think keep visiting often. And so yeah, I mean, so my memories, I think it took me a lot of time to realize their value. And these days I speak about them a lot more, especially when Vidya keeps asking me about them. Thanks, Arna, for asking that question. I was not actually prepared for it, but yeah.
I just wanted to hear something and help you relieve your memories.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much. Actually, I mean, there's so many stories. I mean, this podcast can go on forever, but I think we can cover them, over time in bits and pieces. So actually, one very interesting story which I want to tell you about about Ranganathan Tata is that, after he retired from the railways, he did a lot of voluntary service. And apparently one, so there was some district or there was some place in Mysore which didn't have water, okay, or which hadn't got water. So he got really cheesed off. So he rounded up people, and he got them to sleep on the road, okay. And the chief minister's convoy was passing on that road, so they didn't allow the CM's convoy to pass. And then, people got down, and then he ensured that that place got water. So he was that kind of person, And then apparently there's one more story where he went to a post office, and then that person in the post office called him Muduka, which in Kannada means old man. And he basically spoke to him rudely. And he sat outside the post office and told him that until you tell me sorry, I'm not going home. So then slowly a crowd formed, and then this person in the post office was forced to come out and tell him sorry. So he was that kind of person. It was just sad that the last 5, 6 years of his life he had Alzheimer's. So to see him go from being someone he used to ride a moped at the age of 75, and to see him go from that to forgetting most people, he remembered only a few people and all of that. That was actually quite sad to see that. But yeah, there are also a lot of happy memories.
Going in that angle itself, I just remember that my grandfather's father, that is my great-grandfather, had worked as a doctor in the World War II, and it seemed he had been kidnapped by some of the forces in the hospital, had been bombed, and it seems there was a road named after him in Burma, and it seemed they even mentioned the name of his wife, which like confirmed it was him and not somebody else. Somewhere in Burma, of all places, there was a road in his name, and people in India might not even know who he was.
But is that road still there? I mean, this is a fascinating story, but is that road still there?
A week back, we got the news, actually.
Oh, that's really fascinating. And also, do you know that, I mean, the Thangam Tata was involved in the building of the Paman Bridge?
What? Yeah, I did. I know. Yeah. He just got like an award for that as well.
So that's what I mean, a lot of stories about my own, like my own grandparents, I got to know, you know, after they passed away. Because when they're alive, I would just take them for granted. I don't know, you know, why are they boring me and all of that. But yeah.
I even heard that there was a park named after Ranganathan Polithat or something like that.
Yeah, it was there, but then because of politics, they changed it and then it became something else. And now it's not there anymore. I mean, it's become some other park. It was there in Mysore. I mean, so still, I really love Mysore, just that there's no family. We don't have any family in Mysore anymore. But yeah, that place holds many fond memories. And actually, just I think this year or last year, we discovered something. So we'd gone to Mysore and we wanted to see that Mysore house which Sata had built. And when we went on that road, we saw that the house had actually been broken down. So someone has, I mean, the house was sold in 96, but I guess it has changed hands, and then the house is not there anymore, basically.
Oh.
So that was something which was...
I think they were there with you as well.
No, I'm not sure if you've seen it. It was there in 2017, it was there. But I think even this year...
It's not being built, I'm not sure.
Sorry?
I think we saw it being built when we came by last year.
I think, yeah. So basically the house is not there. So that was something which is, yeah.
So the house was there, something new was coming up.
Yeah. Someone else has taken that site and, you know, they're building a new house over it. So times change, you know. Not everything will remain the same. So that's the thing. And Anurag, you have something to add? Okay. So that, I think that was a really fascinating episode. I thought it was almost over when Arnav, you know, asked me to speak about my grandparents. And so thanks again, Arnav. And we'll return soon with another episode with a new topic. And Arnav and Anurag, you want to say the last words for the episode?
Surely. I think that the question about your grandparents opened a lot of new pathways. And so thank you for listening in. And we will see you soon.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. That's it from the Three Musketeers. Thank you all.
Thank you.